We're coming to the third chapter this morning of the book of Joel, and that ends it. Joel wrote only three chapters, but finally he looks into the distant future. Now, there's going to be an immediate deliverance, as we've seen, but the best is yet to come. And in the day when the Lord restores Israel, Joel tells us he's going to execute judgment upon the nations for the wrongs, specifically in this case, that they've done to Israel. The Philistines and the Phoenicians are kind of singled out here. They were two of the more recent offenders. But the judgment that is represented as taking place occurs in what's called the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Literally, it means, Jehoshaphat means Yahweh judges. And God summons all the nations to war. He's calling them all out. He calls them to come and to reap their harvest of judgment and justice. It will truly be the valley of decision, the valley of verdict. And it will be significant, not just a far-off, distant war or a battle in some godforsaken place, but instead a battle that will shake both heaven and earth. And in the midst of it, God promises to be a refuge for his people. The land that had once been desolated by a locust plague is going to abound in fertility and blessing. And God's final purpose in this plan, his plan of redemption in the world, is to make a dwelling place for himself in the midst of his people. You see, that Emmanuel principle, God with us, is not something that finally just pops into history when Jesus is born. But from the very beginning, God's purpose is to dwell with us, that we might know the fullness of his mercy and grace and experience his salvation. That's a long chapter, and I'm going to read the whole thing this morning, Joel chapter 3. Hear now the word of the Lord. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land and have cast lots for my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute and have sold a girl for wine and have drunk it. What are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon and all the regions of Philistia? Are you paying me back for something? If you are paying me back, I will return your payment on your own head swiftly and speedily, for you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried my rich treasures into your temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks in order to remove them far from their own border. Behold, I will stir them up from the place to which you have sold them, and I will return your payment on your own head. I will sell your sons and daughters into the land, into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a nation far away, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Consecrate for war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a warrior. Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves there. Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Let the nations stir themselves up and come up in the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge for his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain. And Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall never again pass through it. And in that day, the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water. And a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord, the valley and water from the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall become a desolation, and Edom a desolate wilderness, for the violence done to the people of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem to all generations. I will avenge their blood. Blood I have not avenged, for the Lord dwells in Zion. It is a promise of future deliverance for God's people, but it's a promise to you and me of God's ultimate victory over all those who stand against him and against his people. And for that, we rejoice.